How do the biggest winged creatures start out with little fucking nubs?
They have little nubbies. Like
it's as long as my thumb.
You should have seen my baby pictures when I was naked.
Ew. I'm going to pass.
It's amazing how much things could grow.
Oh, Lord. You're just going to hear me burp and drink.
Put it on your chin, Dawn.
It's fine.
Did you just hit yourself in the fucking mouth?
Two for two today.
No shit.
Motherfuck.
You okay? Are you going to cry? No. Was that a tooth?
No. It's probably a bloody lip.
Okay. Well, we had a podcasting accident. Someone's as bad as her drying her hair this morning. She fucking almost knocked herself out.
I have that Dyson hair dryer.
I have a bruise right here.
That fucking Dyson Hydra hit myself with it every time.
Oh, it's right there.
Keep touching it.
That hurts. That hurt.
I had to remind myself that I actually injured myself.
Blow drying my hair.
That's
awesome.
I don't know if it's awesome, but okay. Easter Sunday.
Easter Sunday, 2025.
No football's on.
Just chilling.
Got up and had some biscuits and gravy. Mm-hmm. And decided to do a podcast culminating our stint in rodeo.
Mm.
It's Merido, Dong, and Baldy.
Mm-hmm. Gang's all here.
We, for the last, what did we say, five or six years, we ran the Snack Shack.
Riley started her senior year, right?
Yeah, 2000. So it's 2018 we helped. We've been doing it. Yes, we have been doing it totally on ourselves for 6 years. I told Riley the wrong numbers this morning. Because I said, well, you graduated in 2019, and we helped that first year, and then we took it over the next year.
This is for District 5 High School Rodeo.
Mm-hmm. Snack Shack.
We've taken over the Snack Shack.
And we fucking kill it. We feed 600 people on a multi-district weekend for 3 straight days, and we kill it.
It's crazy, because everything's volunteer, and parents are supposed to do stuff. Open gates, push calves.
Work in the Snack Shack.
Timers, all kinds of stuff, and they made them one of the jobs they could sign up for is work the Snack Shack, and it just never worked out. Mm-mm. It's like you got to be committed for a weekend. You can't come in for 30 minutes. You just fuck
and
things
expect
up.
Expect to know how to make super nachos or a chicken sandwich on the fly.
A fucking walking taco. If I never make another walking taco, that would be paradise for me. Fuck those things.
Meryl's favorite thing.
You know what we're going to make for Rachel's graduation party?
Walking tacos?
Yeah.
Fuck you. I'm not.
Dawn's in charge.
I'm not even going to call out the order.
Maybe after.
I'm not doing any of that shit.
Maybe after making 10 in a row, it'll be easy.
No, it's the kids that I'll tell them, you want everything, right? Well, no, I just want meat and cheese. What in the fuck? There's
Doritos.
20 things on this thing.
So back
and you're
going to
pay $12.
Back to our retirement.
This is all part of it.
So, yeah, all the parents were required to work 30 minutes at a time, and we kicked them out, or we just said, come back when there's dishes to be done. And, I mean, it sounds like we're being assholes, but we're trying to be efficient. It's like,
so, and what we did was we worked with Catherine, and Catherine was not, she was like a timer, an announcer, and she took over the Snack Shack because nobody else would. And she just tried to coordinate it, and then everybody else was supposed to work it. And it just didn't work out. You have to have somebody in there with, you know, a little bit of management and...
And culinary experience.
There is that.
Yeah.
You don't
know that's... It's I'm real.
I think I could apply for a line cook. I know you could, Baldy.
Oh, we're sous chefs. Give yourself some credit.
All that.
Yeah.
I mean, I got it.
We know what goes in everything, and we know how to prepare it. We're not even like... We're better than Denny's.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, cowboys would be driving through town to go up in the hills and work cows, and they go, oh, shit. Or they're going to stop at Ryder's in Oakdale and have breakfast, and they
sorry,
go, oh, no,
Ryder's.
Wait. Well, yeah, the rodeo's in town.
Yeah.
And they'd pull in and we'd feed them.
Spend $40. Yeah, they get Hammerstrom's, those one guys.
Oh, my gosh. And Hammerstrom is a biscuits and gravy with sausage, eggs, and cheese on top of it. It is...
What was
their
final cost on that? Still just $10, or did we raise it up?
We never raised breakfast the last like 2 or 3 years because it was selling like hotcakes.
$10.
Yeah, kept it 10.
No, it was selling like Hammerstrom's.
Selling like Hammerstrom's.
Breakfast sandwiches were $7,
and nobody blinked.
But for the last 2 years, we said we're retiring, we're done, and then we come back and do it again. And then last year we were real serious. We're like, this is it.
Nah, I can't do it anymore. is what I said.
Yeah, we didn't have any kids in rodeo. Dawn didn't have any kids in rodeo. Rachel was done. Riley was done.
There are no horses on the property.
Yeah,
we were. Right now.
Yeah. And our living quarters trailer is for sale at the Oakdale Rodeo Grounds. I mean, we literally have nothing invested in rodeo except for our memories.
So let's just toot our horns. That's what we're doing. That's why we do trip podcasts, right?
It was Baldy's.
All of the money that is made goes to the awards for the kids, right? But okay. It was originally the snack bar was just awards, but we started making a lot of fucking money.
So they put it into like the general fund,
right?
Like, that's whatever it takes to pay for stuff, which is that's fine.
I was not accusing anybody of embezzlement.
Like the what?
The rent we pay to rent the place. I mean, it goes towards that. It's all counted in. Yeah. Right.
But anyway, so what would we make on an average weekend?
Our district. We didn't even have an average weekend this weekend, and we made over probably $3,500.
I just want to do the math to see over our 6 years what we made those kids.
We do 5 rodeos a year. We do the 10 stare, and we do the 3 in the fall and 1 in the spring. So 6 rodeos.
I know. Okay, we'll measure in saddles.
Yes, that's a better. That is better.
We want 5 saddles at the 10 steer.
That's better because some people don't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so all the money goes towards awards. And like Dawn said, like on average, we probably could purchase for the awards all of the saddles just on Snack Shack money, if not other things, which I hope other things. But for the year end, we could purchase every saddle that they would require.
And when we took over by our second or third year, there were a lot more buckles, saddles handed out than
jackets.
They were the jackets.
I love
they were
it. The year before. And that's what we do. So yesterday was our very last rodeo.
And we even have shirts to prove it.
Yep. And
we'll put the pictures up.
We will. And it was a good weekend. We got to say goodbye to everybody and know that everybody knows we're not coming back because they were like, we're going to miss you so much next year. So I didn't want to quit and not give everybody time to prepare their trailers so that next September, when you roll into the first D5 rodeo,
better be stocked up on food.
I'm not sure how the Snack Shack's going to turn out.
They could all starve.
I know that some parents think their kids are going to starve.
Yeah. But well, they're going to know they're going to spend way more money.
Yeah.
Do you leave for breakfast, lunch, and dinner every day? I mean, you're lucky to walk out when some of these guys have 3 kids and they'll run a tab and it's $200 for 3 days. You can't take your kids out to dinner for $300 for
every week. Every
9
week.
Meals?
Yeah, 9 meals.
Yeah. Yeah, not going to happen.
It's okay. All those little babies can come to my house next
no, not, year. No,
no. No, they can't.
I'm not going to say any names, but no.
Not all of them. Just most of them. If you're a dirt baby, you know you're a dirt baby. I didn't get to go this weekend.
No, he made a choice. Don't say you didn't get to go. Because he made a choice to schedule a surgery, and he got it done because it needed to happen. And his recovery inhibited him to attend this weekend.
I stopped by on Friday. I cracked eggs.
And got overexerted and had to go home.
There's 4 dozen.
I know, and you looked great when you left. I'm like, you gotta go home.
Yeah, let's not freak anybody out. I just had a hernia surgery for the second time, and it went good.
Well, he's had 3 surgeries.
Second or third?
From my hernias?
Yeah.
Well, the first one was a double. That doesn't count as 2 surgeries. It was 1 surgery. They fixed 2 problems.
Okay. That's fine. And then he blew it out.
I probably went to the Snack Shack too early.
Bend your knees, kids. Lift with your legs.
Oh. Have yo somebody yags. Else lift it for yo you.
Yags. Lift with your yags. How do you think we don't have hernias?
That you guys probably caused mine. Can you get that? Can you get that?
Here we go.
So anyway, I'm taking it easy. Probably gained 15 pounds already this week.
Great. So it pushes the hernia even more.
Got a lot of TV in. A lot of movies.
Stupid stuff.
A lot of stupid fucking
stupid
movies.
Stupid stuff.
Thanks, Carl.
Yeah, I blame Carl. Anything cinematic is Carl's fault.
Yeah. So what are you drinking over there, Dawn?
I just finished a Bud Light that I got from an undisclosed location, and I made myself a Tito soda.
And it's not because you really wanted the Bud Light.
I just didn't want somebody else to have it.
They're giving each other a fist bump right now. And I can't even say if you know, you know, because nobody fucking knows. Anyway, yeah. Inside jokes go great on radio.
They love them.
I'm just drinking my afternoon wood.
Hey. Oh, sorry. We didn't ask you. Uh-oh. We're going to get out what shit Dawn says.
There's more?
Oh, my God. Baldy was texting me shit this last week. Like, why? You're sitting with us and he's texting me.
Well, speaking of shit.
No.
No?
Not here.
Nobody shit their pants?
I got a text that Danny Wright did.
Yeah, she did. She wants to talk about it. Shout out
Danny Wright.
Yep.
She probably did it on purpose just to get on the podcast.
I know. I love...
Love you, Danny.
She's just listened to every episode, so she'll be excited when another one comes out. She gets name dropped.
Okay, I'm not sure where we left off.
Oh, God. Hold on to your horses.
Oh, my God.
Where was I when I did all this wonderfulness?
I don't know. Have we heard this before? Because if we haven't, or if we have, it's still funny.
Let me know.
I have 3 weeks of hair on my knee. I tried to shave in time, but my ass hit the glass and my head hit the wall. I almost had myself a self-concussion.
That has to be old because I don't have glass in my new shower.
You're showering, you're trying to shave your knees in the shower and you almost...
I bent over wrong. Don't get me started on my man Hitler.
Oh, yeah. I do love Adolf.
You can't just say that. It's fucking Easter. The Jews like Easter too. She doesn't like what Adolf did.
No. He's just a fascinating little man.
Oh, don't say fascinating. You don't say love him. You love to be fascinated by him or something like that. He's a dog. He was a dog lover. Whatever.
He's a cousin lover.
He liked dark sense. I'm waiting for the waitress to leave. Our stories aren't for everyone, Mary.
Oh, where were we? I remember Carrie saying
Miguel.
That.
Yeah, that's Carrie Miguel. Saying that.
She told me to tell a story, and I'm like, I have to wait for this waitress to leave.
And happy retirement to kill happy Carrie retirement. Miguel.
I thought it was Bring Your Own Blood of Christ Day.
Where'd I walk wine into? Some public place, it sounds like.
I remember this one, too. Never a bridesmaid, always a bride.
That's an old one.
That's an old one, but it still
always
fits.
Always be good. Never a bridesmaid, always the bride. Fuck. You've never been asked to be in a wedding, have you? I mean, by a woman.
That's a good one.
Right, that's a true story, right?
I feel like I bought a bridesmaid's dress one time.
You were just hopeful.
Yeah, no.
No.
How many wedding dresses have you bought?
Three.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah, no.
It's not my first time being assaulted by a straw.
Oh, yeah, that's an oldie. Because these metal straws are serious. You guys be careful out there. Public service announcement.
I'm not sticking a sandwich in my crotch.
I don't know what that means.
Me either.
Well, that's good advice. I mean...
This falls at the bridesmaid one. I can get anyone to marry me. I just can't be in their wedding.
I just can't be in their wedding?
I mean, I don't blame people. I'll steal the show. I'll probably wear a white dress. Oh my God, what? Now you guys are doing this behind my back.
No, it's just when you don't remember.
I'm only funny when I'm drunk.
The side effect better include anal leaking. And if I wake up and my anal is not leaking, I'm going to be mad.
The what event?
I missed. Side effects.
Oh, the side effects.
Do you remember when they made
better
those?
Better be anal leakage.
Remember when they made those chips?
For the chips.
The chips.
The side effect may be anal leaking.
It used to say right on the baked Lays.
What was the fucking...
It was
that
Bill
oil?
Clinton and anal leakage. That's all I remember.
Now, what was that oil they were using? It was...
I know castor oil, probably, because it's anal leakage.
Made with 100%, I can't remember the name of the special
oil. It started
with a Z. Anyway, somebody's going to know.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Oh, I know exactly where we are for this. You know the great fire of Bartles and James when all the elephants died? That's a shed for my tool.
I was listening to a podcast about the circus fire. It's Bartle and James. They made wine coolers. It's not Bartle and
James.
No, it's Barnum and
Bailey.
Bailey. She said Bartle
and James. There's not funny if you can't read it with a little she bit of a straight exactly face. Enough. I know, but we're not recording this for her. Yes,
this is for us.
Baldy, this whole podcast is for us.
You need to care if anybody gets it or not.
You need to at least read it so I can understand it.
You weren't there. You shouldn't.
I need to understand. I need to hear it.
Bartles and James.
Okay, you know the great fire of Bartles and James when all the elephants died?
Okay.
That's a shed for my tool.
It's a shed for my tool.
It's probably a tool for my shed. I think I felt really educated.
It said a shed for my tool is what I put down.
You said I was drinking. I listened to this amazing podcast about that fire. It's fascinating and super sad, but I don't remember it anymore.
So elephants
the tools
died?
Are gone. All the creatures died. The thing went up and like no babies died. Everybody died. Good times.
I got to pop the top on all of them. I feel like Diddy.
We must. Oil. Oh, we were catering something. I think I opened all the champagne and I felt pretty badass.
Let me scroll back up here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I'd like to open a champagne
this
bottle.
This is it. I don't want a guy I can beat up. If you just cuddle up on my ass, I'll go to sleep in a minute.
I think you've said that one before.
I think we were reading them happening. Back on the way up to Lake Tahoe. Mm-hmm. I remember exactly when this one happened. We spent 12 hours together. Shit's going to happen. I'm sorry, it's my shoes that smell like weed. I'm the gobbler.
No, not the gobbler. That's not right.
That's the second one.
That's the second one.
The gobbler.
The gobbler. Okay.
All right.
Let's see. I have a lot more.
We are talking rodeo. Do you have anything that talks about rodeo?
No, the one that I text you were sitting in the house.
Yes.
I think it's something to do with
Jeopardy.
Oh, it was totally. No, it was Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, that's a different one.
Oh, because you got a good one when you came home on drugs.
Yep. Come on, Letitia. This isn't a TED Talk. You're just picking vowels and consonants.
I remember when you said that.
And then the next one is, you're an idiot. I hope you never get laid. Can you believe people have sex with these people?
I don't think I was drunk that day.
Just being honest.
Oh, my God.
There was a whole loser set of people on Wheel of Fortune. They couldn't.
It was sad.
They couldn't solve their own name.
But then Baldy nailed one.
Talking about babies being born early and that they survive. Dawn says, mine was born at 42 weeks and she's a retarded.
She's a retarded.
That's all I can do.
She could have gave a couple of these premature babies like 4 weeks.
Help them with their lungs.
Tori doesn't listen to the podcast, does she?
No.
Rachel does.
She does.
Rachel listens to it on YouTube.
Does she?
Yep, she sure does.
That's probably not good.
Shout out, Rachel.
No, because we were listening to one and then I had to turn it off when I got to say, well, Rachel, and I'm like, turn it.
Okay, so rodeo. So we buy a lot of saddles and things.
Yeah, I'm kind of sad that the kids, well, I hope that the kids get good awards. They just don't
have anybody going to step up and do it.
And it makes me sad because mm-hmm. It's a good fundraiser. And if somebody runs it right, you can make a lot of money for the kids.
And it's super fun. I'll miss it for sure.
Oh, we'll I'm going to miss it.
They made a whole, we should have brought it in here. Maybe we can add it in later. They made a whole, we're the centerfold uh-huh. in the program. And they did a big old speech big about old
thank
how
you.
Awesome
was
we and were. And then yesterday in Grand Entry, they read it and mm-hmm. thanked us.
That was awesome.
It was good.
And then macaroni salad sales went through the roof.
It did. Because they asked everybody if they had had Dawn's macaroni salad. And so everybody had to get some.
Yeah.
But it was good. It's been a good ride. I mean, it's really weird to look back because Tori was, 4 years old? Rachel was 6, 7, 8. Riley was 10 when we started all of this. Mm-hmm. And it's just crazy that we're done.
I mean, and it's okay.
Yeah, it feels okay for me. Like, actually, I had a lot of heartburn, getting rid of the horses and selling the trailer because it meant it was over. Mm-hmm. But, last night when you took Rachel home, and I was able to just like, all right, I'm going to take a shower and get a glass of wine and go watch what I want on the TV. Mm-hmm. It's pretty fucking cool on a Saturday night where we never get to do that when we're doing rodeos. So I'm ready for it. I'm ready to have my weekends free.
I wish that they would have invested in our 401k, though. This retirement would be better.
Shit. Yes. As much as we, the hours that we worked.
No kidding.
If they would have just paid our retirement fund by the hour.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. It would be wonderful.
But, oh, that's, I still get a warm heart. It's mm-hmm. good. They mm-hmm. taught our kids lots of lessons.
For sure.
Oh, rodeo's great.
Safest place to throw your children. Let a six-year-old be missing for 4 hours and have no worries in the world.
Four? Should
Rachel is gone for 12.
We find her about a half hour after dark.
Yeah, mm-hmm. just by calling around.
Somebody's going to send her back.
They right. know who she belongs to, that's for sure.
Yeah, and it's typically fenced in. So, and, you know, we had, so funny you say that, because we talk about turning our kids out when they were super young. Mm-hmm. And a couple of years ago at the high school rodeo, there was a random person who wandered onto the rodeo grounds and was an acting right. And he drove in and wasn't acting right. And all of the parents converged. Like,
he got a gun pulled on him.
Yep.
Yep.
By a police officer.
Parent.
A police officer parent. Yeah. But that's just how, like, all right, you ain't gonna fuck with my kids. Like, I, you know,
yeah, people, we don't know who you are or which kid you're even fucking with, but you don't belong here.
Yeah.
And that's exactly it. You got removed. And I think the cops come and got him too, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he was held at gunpoint.
Mm-hmm. By parents. And that's good to know. Like, I mean, at District 3, I felt like I didn't have to, even though there was a gate open and people could come in and out, they're not going to take our kids. I mean, there's nobody, our rodeo kids at a rodeo, not going to be sex trafficked.
Plus, they all have knives and they'll fucking stab you.
They can tie a goat and wrestle a horse.
That's what we always told the girls.
Wrestle a horse?
You wrestle a horse with a bit and all that kind of stuff. Like,
if you can tie four legs together or three, you can tie two.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's been a good ride. I'm thankful we got into it by mistake, but it's been a great thing for our life.
Mm-hmm.
We gave up a lot. I can't say we gave up a lot. We made a choice because it was going to be four walls and cheerleader and Friday night at football in the high school, or we're going to
travel across the country.
And that's what we chose.
We got to camp every weekend.
We
fairgrounds or a rodeo grounds. The fishing sucked, but the camping was great.
And our kids got to spend all summer with us in a trailer fucking summer.
All the neighbors were in the same mindset. Just
all you people that think like traveling a couple hours with your dog
or with your baseball bat,
put horses in a trailer and stop at every fairground and every place for them to go potty. And the pictures we have of the kids just running just to go to Nevada. All those pictures where we let the horses out and they ran at the fairgrounds.
Auburn.
So cute.
It's at Auburn Fairgrounds.
You can take your dog.
Yeah.
If we can take three horses.
Right. Or sometimes five.
Mm-hmm.
Because we'd fit Pone Loke in there because he was skinny and low.
Pone Loke. That's the only horse we didn't talk about on our... Rachel gave me the overview of every horse you've ever owned in 15 minutes the other day. We didn't talk about Pone Loke.
Really?
I don't know that that's possible. In 15 minutes, I don't think we can do that.
Oh, God, I fucking feel like she covered it.
You
all.
Ready?
It was really fast.
No.
Choconut?
Nope.
She didn't go that far.
Who was it?
I think you're right.
Choconut and...
Comic.
Comic.
And she didn't go that Sandy. Far either.
Choconut, Comic, Sandy.
We did a Sandy.
Okay. And then there was Fatty.
We did that.
Hogan?
Yeah, of course.
Bo,
of course.
Ashley.
We did an Ashley. We did...
Ombre.
Ombre.
Cranky. And his...
We didn't Cranky.
Brother.
Grumpy.
Poncho.
And Poncho. And then Hearse. Blue.
We did Blue. Yeah,
Cash.
Well, we got... That was the one she connected the
did
most
you get
with.
The last animals. Two? Nikki and Ombre? Did you
say? Oh, we didn't get Nikki.
She said Ombre. She didn't talk about Nikki.
Yeah. Oh, so we had 10 horses she had to talk about.
We have more than that, because I know we had 11
like
12, at one time.
I didn't count.
We did not have 11. We had Fabio, you're right.
We had 11 horses.
We didn't even talk about Fabio.
I don't think she remembers Fabio.
But at one time, all at the same time, we had 11 horses. That was the most we've ever had.
Yeah, you guys did have a shit ton of horses for a minute.
Yeah, well.
Oh, what about Cody? Forgot Cody.
Oh, that's Cody.
That was when Rachel or Tori got off in Fallon.
And then what about that?
No, Churchill.
That white Pegasus. Remember that white horse we had?
That was, we didn't
Did keep we never her. Own that
no,
one?
No, she was just trying it out. That was the neighbor's horse.
We had it for quite a while.
I think she ran maybe 2 months.
Yeah.
But
Marion Smith?
Yeah.
Oh, is that when the exchange student came?
fuck, I have no idea.
The white horse was the fastest horse I've ever seen, and in a drag drag race, it would win, but it just didn't know the turn.
In a drag race,
if they just ran straight,
identified as a
not a drag queen race.
Oh, Jesus! You said Pegasus. I was seeing glitter, unicorn stuff.
Oh, okay.
So what do we plan to do after retirement now? We did sleep an hour later this morning, right? You didn't.
I didn't. I did. I rolled over at 5:15. I was like, motherfucker.
Need bacon.
And I thought I had everything.
You didn't have bacon?
Not enough.
Oh, I can't be your friend. Oh. Wow. Yeah, turn your head. We can't hear it. We heard it coming up. We heard it coming out also.
Tried.
Macy's.
Well, today is Easter. Did we say that?
Yep.
Yeah. We had a great day this morning. Or a great morning.
Mm-hmm. What did we just finish doing about an hour ago?
Easter egg hunt with all the kids.
Oh, shit, sorry.
And we had to relocate some geese.
Oh, yeah?
Rachel went, where were we?
What?
A couple weekends ago with Tata and Carl, we went up
turkey hunting
or hanging out, checking out ponds and shit, and Rachel caught a turtle. And
it's an American pond turtle.
Shh, that's not true. It's a California.
Whatever. That's what
it's
she told
protected,
me.
So. Oh. But anyway, it's in a very good
home. We're worried about numbers, and we're just. All right, go on.
It's. So my mom rewarded Rachel with two baby geese.
You missed
geese.
A whole spot. So she gave it to your mom.
I didn't want to say that.
Not your mom, the neighbor.
Your mama.
To hang out with Fluffy, the other turtle.
Fluffy's a red-eared slider.
Fluffy, she calls it a snapping turtle, which they will bite your ass.
Yeah, that's definitely not a snapping turtle, but could probably still take a finger off. Anyway.
Yes.
Well, it's definitely going to try it, Rachel.
But Fluffy lives in the koi pond, and it's the only turtle. Mm-hmm. And now...
So I needed a friend.
What did they name this one? The new turtle?
I don't remember.
I don't know. They get along, and I guess they're not supposed to, but they do.
So, short story long.
Mom bought Rachel two baby geese.
Because she loves to torture us.
Thank you, Mother. And they've been living in Rachel's fucking bedroom.
For 2 weeks.
In a kennel. A little crate.
For 2 weeks.
And it's her bedroom smells like a goose shit.
At goose habitat.
Yeah.
And so today I told her, and Rachel... She gets really disturbed about changes.
Change?
Yeah. And so I told her today, like, you have to figure out something. You have all day today to secure your geese outside because they can't spend the night inside again.
We have a big cage with ducks
and chickens. But these are tiny babies compared to them.
Compared to them. But those damn geese are growing so fast.
Yeah. And so we all jumped in and made her a nice, secure space. So now her geese are in their own little space within the chicken coop. So they can all be friends. And when they get old enough to defend themselves, we're just going to open the gate. How's that sound?
Great.
It's a true story.
It's all real.
Yeah.
But her damn geese follow around like a little.
Oh my god! They're puppy dogs. They have no wing. How do the biggest winged creatures start out with little fucking nubs?
They have little nubbies, like
it's as long as my thumb.
You should have seen my baby pictures when I was naked.
Ew. I'm gonna pass.
It's amazing how much things could grow.
Oh Lord!
Like if they were left in water, I don't think they would be able to swim.
No. No, we put them in water to clean their buttholes yesterday.
What do you mean?
Day before.
They don't have wings.
You got to balance.
They don't use their wings to swim.
To balance, I think they do.
That's why they can't fly.
Let's go try it.
Hold their head under.
They already swam. You guys suck.
See if they can get up.
See if they can breathe.
Sorry, Rach. They are cute, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the rodeo stuff we have.
No, we have something even better.
Oh, God.
What? Tori went to the DMV this week to get her driver's license.
Fucking wonderful. Speaking of struggling. Okay. So I try to be that great mother. I'm like, right when you turn 16, we'll get your driver's license. She's a great driver. Asshole.
Listen,
a great driver.
Ryan and I talked about this the other day.
Okay.
And who made your appointment for the DMV, Baldy?
I think my mom did.
Really? I was like knocking on the fucking door first thing. Like, I did it myself.
I just don't remember. I just know on my birthday. Doesn't
shock me.
My 16th birthday.
I was there.
I was there when the door opened.
Yeah, I don't think we made appointments because everything wasn't so hard.
The drive test, I think we've always had to make an appointment.
Oh, okay.
But registration, all that other shit, I don't think appointments were even available back then. Line.
I think what I did is what happened to Tori now after we fucked up. She fucked up.
I don't
My driver's training made my appointment.
Your real ID, there was no such thing as real ID when you were growing up.
Right.
But ooh, also, Dawn might have had a point. Maybe
my driver's trainer. I'm sure my mom wouldn't do it.
I don't think that was it for me.
We didn't have a driver's trainer. We had a teacher.
Yeah. See, we had to take. I had to take a private.
Oh, we just didn't like have she to take did. It. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so Tori, Dawn, the good mom, and her said the life lesson: you got to make your own appointment. And
for
she said
her driver's training that day and her
which you could do online. Driver's right? She test. Did it online, right?
Yes, you can only do it online.
You can only do it online.
So Tori made an appointment for her to take her driver's license behind the wheel test in Turlock. And she showed up and she had actually made an appointment for her real ID. She's not even 18.
The best part is she didn't show up. She had her driver's trainer pick her up from school 2 hours before school got out.
You weren't there.
No, I was on my way when I heard the news. I did end up there.
Yes. So she had a guy take her.
It's a woman, Jennifer. A woman
take her.
Oh. So she did an hour and a half training prior because she wanted to have everything fresh. A little refresher. Yeah. And so I paid, $200 for the training and the use of their car, which I have a perfectly good car. She thinks the tent's too dark and they won't let her, which she might be fucking true. So I pull.
Don't tell her that.
No, I've already told her she might be right.
No, that'd be awesome. You get pulled over and get a ticket on your driver's
test. Well, they might. The DMV checks everything when you get in, so they might have told her no.
If there's any tint at all on the side or the front, it's fucking flagged. You can't have anything on the front.
Yeah, there's nothing on the front.
Okay, but your front, your driver and passenger were front windows, right?
Okay, let's not get into litigation. Anyways, can you finish your fucking story?
I'm pretty sure my fucking tent's illegal.
Okay.
So they call me and they're like, hey, Jennifer calls. Tori made an appointment for a real ID. Like, what the fuck?
Cool. So when she gets her driver's license, it'll be a real ID?
No, because she did 18.
She forgot to actually make the appointment for the drive.
She didn't forget. She made the wrong appointment.
She made the wrong appointment.
Mm-hmm. And you can't get a real ID because she's not 18.
And she doesn't have a driver's license.
It's one of, does she have a passport?
No.
Yeah. Yeah. She's fucked.
You think they would have asked those questions while she made that appointment, but no. So
it was online. The chatbot didn't do it.
She's still got 2 years to travel domestically.
Oh, well, yeah. So
no, she doesn't, because she didn't get a fucking ID.
You don't need.
She didn't get a driver's license either.
Until she's 18, she's still flying on an airplane.
Oh, that's true.
You don't need a real ID until you're 18. That's what I'm saying.
We all ride the bus for free when we look under 18. Just keep looking young. So she, this time her driver, the owner of the company, called me to apologize. And I said, why are you apologizing?
It's my daughter's fault.
Yeah, she made the appointment. And he goes, well, I made her another one. So he set up her next one.
He did.
Yeah.
Or she did, whatever.
The owner did.
Oh,
the
that's
man.
Funny. Mm-hmm.
Super nice guy.
So when's the appointment?
May 13th at 2:40.
Okay, everybody, if it's if you're hearing this before May 13th, 2:40, stay away from fucking DMV.
Don't go to Turlock. No.
Riley took hers in Sonora.
Yeah, that's brave.
No, it's easy because she could get in and out really quick.
Yeah.
And her permit had expired, so she had to retake her permit test and then come back 7 days later and take her drive test.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that sucked.
It's fucking funny, though.
It's
life lessons.
Hey, some people can learn in the classroom. Some people have to take the field trip, right? And that's a good
She's
field trip.
She's been taking a lot of field trips lately.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
That's okay. She needs to. All right.
She needs to get a punch in the face.
Oh well, I agree with that sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, Paul D's taking a nap already.
Why?
His eyes are all droopy.
They are droopy.
Yeah. I'm gonna probably go take a Benadryl. My nose is runny.
Okay, give Rachel one. What?
What were we waiting for? Oh, the beets.
Oh, we got beets. We got to go. We got beets in the oven. That's a new one.
Beets and garlic.
Oh, man. Baldy planted his garden.
Got a pretty good garden going on.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
All right, we got beets in the oven.
Yeah. Hey, listeners. Thank you for tuning in to Finish Your Fucking Story. We hope you enjoy today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. You can visit our Facebook page for videos and pictures related to each episode and for more information about our show and our guests. New episodes are live every Sunday or sometimes Monday. Thanks again for listening. See you next week.